There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along. And reminder, too, the phone number has not changed. Here it's 2026. It's always the same. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for your call or text. And if you want to leave us a talkback message, it's as easy as open up the FM Talk 106.5 app. Microphone icon right there on the front page. When you press that, lets you record a message, emails to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, this is good to have this conversation I've been wanting to have for a long time. When I saw the story pop up, I said, I need to get the horse's mouth. Not saying you're a horse, Heath, but the horse's mouth on this. Heath and Josh, first of all, introduce yourselves.
Heath Hutchinson.
I'm Josh Lacoste.
Okay. You are, people go to the Facebook page and look in a conversation about Big Creek Lake. They're like, oh, I know those guys.
That's right. That's us.
And this is a couple things here. We're going to talk about what's happened in the past over the year. But I want to talk about also starting off, Heath, what happened just last month. You go to Mobile County Commission meeting, right?
That's right.
And
yes, sir.
You go into it and you ask what of the commission?
I asked the commission to rescind their vote to vacate House Ferry Road.
Okay. And for people who don't realize, so House Ferry was connected, so it's a road, it's a public road,
right?
Public
highway,
yeah, pay as you go, public road. We all run House Ferry, but at the end of it, there where it would access the public boat launch, that section was shut down because the county, and I learned a term here, vacated.
That's right,
yeah. Correct.
Malls entered a resolution asking them to vacate that 2,775 feet portion of that road to Malls, basically giving Malls that piece of property.
So basically saying, there's a public road here, but I want y'all to give me the public road. You won't have to take care of it, but I'm going to take it from y'all. Y'all give it to me.
Correct.
That's right. Yep.
So they did that. And that was a big discussion, a lot of consternation about that. When I saw you address county commission and then what happened afterwards, I said, well, maybe there is something here that has some teeth. So you went to commission, you asked them to unvacate or whatever the right, rescind the vacation.
That's right.
They said what?
They said we had to wait and see what happened with the Montgomery case where Malls
is suing the state. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Suing Chris Blankenship personally.
My buddy, yeah.
That's right.
So, and we'll get to that in a second. So they said, well, we can't do anything about it. Then y'all look into this, and a lawsuit gets filed, before Christmas sometime,
yeah,
right?
Day before Christmas Eve, 23rd, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we submitted it.
Lawsuit says what? In language I can understand.
Gotcha.
Lawsuit says the wrong statute was used to give that road to Malls. So in Alabama law, it is a void action. The county still owns that road.
Technically.
In the laws of Alabama.
Yeah, the way the laws are written.
So they used the wrong...
Used the wrong statute completely.
Because this is one of the things that... there's the law of it, but I remember so many out... You know, I live pretty close to Big Creek Lake, too, and people said... Where was the public meeting?
That's what that statute helped with. It eliminated public meeting, all kinds of different firewalls to stop something like this from the public giving any uproar or anything about it.
Putting their 2 cents in.
Yeah.
So using the vacation law, and y'all, we mean vacation like leaving something. Y'all aren't going on vacation. The vacation law that they used was not the right one.
correct? They used a vacation statute for like a subdivision or something like that for someone to build a subdivision and the road going into the subdivision. That's the statute they used. But because it's a public highway funded through taxpayer funds and, you know, the lake being a navigable body of water is also a public thoroughfare. So they tie together.
I want to get to that one. But just the road for somebody who hadn't, because so much of the news has been focused on the lake itself.
Right.
I get on here and wax about riparian rights and all that stuff all the time. We'll come back to that. But the physical road, y'all paved road, pay as you go, county road that Moss asked the county, and the county used the wrong ordinance to say, here you go, that's now private or belongs to the utility.
Regardless of the lake, the action was it was incorrectly done.
Right.
This is what I think is so very interesting. When I first talked to Heath about this, I said, this is finally something that I'm not happy with it either, but being not happy with something is not the law. This is the law.
That's right. This is law.
Right. This is completely reversible. We were told for months that by the county that they couldn't undo what they done until I went to the county commission meeting and was actually in that formal meeting with them asking them to take action, and that's when we learned from them. They actually said, hey, you know, if the county commission wanted us to do this, the attorney Jay Ross said, if the county commission wanted us to do this, I could do it legally.
There's options.
There is ways to do it.
Okay, so the next, so in asking in this lawsuit is against the county and Boss,
right,
is what specific to this lawsuit, we'll get to the bigger picture, specific to the lawsuit. If you got what you wanted, what would happen?
It would get us to the boat ramp.
Yes.
Okay. So that section, the 2,000, I love that you know that off the top of your head. Yes.
775 feet.
74.
Men know what they're talking about. So that distance from where that fence and gate is now to the water, would go back to being a public road.
Exactly.
Okay. So that is a very specific part of this battle. Get that. And I think this is interesting because you really have it kind of dead to rights on the law. Now the second part. So you get that. Now what happens when you get to the water's edge?
Well, we're at the boat ramp.
Yeah.
So it's...
You've accessed from a... And this is what I kept going on about Andy Ellsworth, y'all, and some of the things. I looked at it as a guy who figured out canoe floats, you know, through my decades here. If I could get on something on public and I could get off on public, not touch anybody's private property, I could do it.
Right.
And that was the laws of Alabama.
Right.
And he was accessing from public and never touching the bank and coming back out public. Same thing would be true if the water meets, here's a public road, ends at the water's edge, you've now accessed it publicly and you can go on it.
That's correct.
Once again, nobody's asking, because I get this thrown at me on the text line, nobody's been asking for tramping across Maul's property.
No, exactly.
I mean, this is not about trespassing their property. It's about getting to the water.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
At that point, you get to the water, then you have access. Well, I don't know. Because does a boom get put up there? Because this is what happened. You know, you're coming in on Big Creek.
That was
drainage.
One of my worries.
I mean, do we go back to the same thing where the way I felt it, and I'm not an attorney before anybody starts suing me, but the way I feel it is you're on public water, you access publicly, he's coming down, you're coming down your kayaks. A boom went up that had not been there before.
Right.
Just putting a boom up doesn't say that you can't cross it. I can't just up and put a boom up across Pierce Creek or something like that and tell you can't go through there.
Right. Well, it's, you know, the booms are kind of like, seems to be a gray area. The county is supposed to keep those waterways free and clear of any obstructions. That's the county's responsibility.
That is their responsibility.
So at what point do we get there? Do we get to the point where the county requests them to remove them once it becomes accessible again? I don't know.
The Montgomery lawsuit where Moss is suing the DCNR. In that lawsuit, they say we are the owners of the entire shoreline. They're trying to say they own everything around the lake, so therefore everything inside of that property zone is theirs.
Right.
We get that road back into the county's possession, their claim is null and void.
Yeah. I think about this. It's going to have to be something to the Supreme Court, maybe, because the way I see this affects, if this is true, this affects so many other places, because if I can
100%,
I'm going to mention particular lakes in the river swamp, but if there's a lake there and all the land around that lake's owned privately, even the slough coming into it, both sides are private. I'm not going to step on anybody's land, touch it. If I come into that thing, even if they own the entirety of the shoreline, except for where the creek feeds in or slough feeds in, I got the right to go in there.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so, you got properties north of there in the tributaries that they're people are privately owned, mm-hmm. and they were told if they get in that creek that traverses through their property, and they end up in the lake, they can be considered trespassing.
And that's a big question, because if that is true here, what does that mean for people's anywhere. Public water rights, riparian rights across the state?
Exactly. Yes. Also, if Malls is able to get away with this claim of infrastructure, critical infrastructure, that the actual water that's a navigable body of water, right. according to the laws of Alabama, if they can get away by claiming it to be a critical infrastructure, what does that do years from now for people bank fishing on the causeway? Mm-hmm. You've got Austell right down the mm-hmm. water from where people launch boats and all that. They have military contracts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It has implications way more than Big Creek Lake.
Well,
I've heard one of our House representatives, Napoleon Bracey, mm-hmm. he said, why do they have to go play in our drinking mm-hmm. water?
Yeah.
For one thing, it's not playing in drinking water. Right. It is our right to get food and feed our families in that body of water. It's our right as Alabama citizens, our constitutional right to be in that body of water. But another thing is, a number that I've seen pop out was 370,000 gallons
right.
of sewage
last year.
Malls has spilt into these tributaries mm-hmm. that dump into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're telling us to go fish other areas that have bacteria from sewage in these other areas. Big Creek Lake is the cleanest area for us to gather food mm-hmm. for our kids
yeah.
and our family. You know, you ain't got to worry about flesh-eating bacteria
right.
and things like that were put in there by the company that's trying to keep us out of our navigable body of water in our backyard.
They also spilled over 6,000 gallons into Hamilton Creek, which leads to Big Creek Lake.
Right.
300,000 gallons of sewage.
Heath, you're not surprised me. This audience will tell you, I've been, since the launch of the station, my biggest thing is utilities on both sides.
Yep.
Eastern Shore over
right.
here.
Right.
When we had, you know, the BP money, I said, the number one thing we should do is make sure we don't dump that
right.
stuff in the water.
Right.
To me,
yeah.
that's an environmental.
Right. Right.
But you look at the situation with Big Creek and say, okay, if it's about recreation, which I know, and feeding your families is one thing, but the law is a law. It doesn't care what I'm doing.
Right.
Even
right.
if, I mean,
100%.
The way I see it is, if I have riparian rights, I go out there and sit and read a book.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it does. It shouldn't be about me playing or not playing. I can go do my taxes out there.
Right.
I can do
exactly.
Lord knows April comes soon, but you know what I mean. Like, but like, it shouldn't even be dependent on what you're doing out there. Are you a citizen, and do you have rights? What does the right. law say? Now, on the same side, I mean, I don't want to have a problem with our drinking water supply.
Neither
I don't
do
think
I.
Any
neither
of us
do we.
Do.
No.
Neither do I. I live on well water, so
me too.
But,
right.
but I mean.
I lived
I
on Mobile
clean
water for a long
water
time.
For the people of Mobile,
right?
Because I want a clean water source to pull my fish out of.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want them to have clean water to sell because I want the same body of water to be clean to go fishing.
Sure.
In. So, but I mean, this is what they chose.
They did.
When they chose to 100%. Dam a navigable body of water, they chose to dam. If you look on the Army Corps of Engineers website
mm-hmm.
for their dams inventory. And you look up Big Creek Lake Dam, it says primary purpose, recreation. Primary
yep,
purpose,
it does.
Recreation. I can show it to you in my phone.
Very,
it doesn't say primary true. Purpose, water supply. It says
that's
primary
secondary,
purpose,
actually,
recreation.
On there, it is a secondary water source.
Now, and we'll go to the break and come right back. I want to talk about this some because there's got to be, I hope, like a compromise where we can say, hey, we're going to do everything to keep invasive species out of Big Creek Lake. At the same time, we're going to be able to go on Big Creek Lake. Also, we'll get y'all's text. We get back and we'll return with Josh and Heath in just minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, 122, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along and good to get Heath and Josh in here talking about lawsuit that's out there specifically for this county's vacation of that portion of House Ferry Road, which Heath told us is how long?
2,775 feet.
That part. But then there is the bigger question about once you can access the water, about riparian rights in the state. That's why I think this is a bigger – I think people elsewhere in the state of Alabama will be watching this. This
yes.
is not just yes. us, right? This is
right.
there's a couple questions here from the text line. What about the trailer parking at the ramp? I don't know if that would be that land would be.
Yeah, some of that. I mean, that's pretty much Miles' property.
Okay. The county does own some of that property past the boat ramp.
They do.
Okay. This question is, what about, we were talking about that, what about washing boats and trailers to keep invasive species out?
I'm good prefer people to use the boat wash. It was an extra $5 added to the launching fee.
It's worth it.
But it's worth it to save the water.
Because you don't want those things in there anyway.
No, exactly.
We had talked about places I fished out west. You know, they'd say, hey, you got to clean these drift boats before you get in from this body to this body.
Right.
And every guide, everybody out there fishing said, okay.
No problem with it.
Yeah.
No problem with it.
Jerry in Fort Morgan says, please help me understand why we keep referring to the clowns as moths. That lake was fished in for years before this bunch of clowns decided. The clowns are your word of the day.
Right,
decided to shut down public access. Why don't we spend more time talking about the dirtbags who were appointed to the board of directors? We should be making them famous. All right, Jerry, that'll be a show.
They are appointed by the city.
They're making themselves famous.
They are making themselves famous.
We don't have to do much.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. B-Dark says, I would never drink or use treated water. I live off well water. Well, listen,
that's preference.
The water coming out of Big Creek Lake is good water.
It's good water. It's good water.
It's good water. Clean water as far as, you know, bodies of water goes.
Right.
You're going to have your problems in all bodies of water. Right.
Would you rather have your water, B-Dark, come off of Mobile River, which I love, but the Mobile River or Big Creek Lake?
Well, they do.
I vote for Big Creek Lake.
Well, they do have the capability, though.
I know, but...
But who? Yeah, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. That's why I said... let's see. I don't know. Unnamed texture. I don't mean to get really sophisticated here because I know people hate it, but what we're talking about here is the old traditional right of Englishmen, which are civilization based here in America, versus the Jean-Jacques Rousseau general will nonsense. Customary rights have always been placed in our system. Statutory laws should be checked by them at a certain level. It's ensconced. Riparian rights in Alabama. You can look up the code. I mean, that's what they're and DCNR, when Blankenship and them, they just offered, here's what the law says.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't going, well, in my opinion, he said, well, here's what the law says.
Exactly.
100%.
And Miles can't change the law.
No.
No matter how hard they try, they're not powerful enough to change the law. Now, I'll tell you who can change the law.
That's right.
That is our House, our legislation Alabama. And I will tell you that Shane Stringer.
He was going with it last year, and it didn't get traction. The other day, a month or so ago, he said he's going to refile.
Some of the verbiage changed and stuff like that, and it was
lobbied against.
Yeah, big time.
Miles has big pockets for lobbying. We know this. They were just at an event at the new airport. And after that event was over with, their lobbyists went to work talking about protecting Mobile's drinking water supply at an event for the airport. So we know they have big pockets. They have pull on certain people. But Shane Stringer has been, I'm telling you, he has been on top of it. Yeah. One of our best allies, also Chris Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good ally.
Rusty
I'm
going to
tell y'all, Rusty Glover also.
Rusty
I'm going to tell y'all your votes matter.
They do.
They really
Big
do.
Time.
We're talking about constitutional rights as Alabama citizens. And these people behind us has meant the world to us. Jack Williams also.
Mm-hmm.
He was behind us early on. Now he's changing direction as far as his job goes, not as mm-hmm. far as his opinion
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, his support's still there.
His support is still there, like Josh said. I'm telling you, Shane Stringer, if you give him a call, he can't answer the phone, he's going to call you right back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He'll send you a text and say, hey, buddy, I'm busy. I'll get to you. I can't say enough about him. He's
been our backbone to Montgomery.
Y'all, I'm telling you, your votes matter.
They
your
do.
Votes matter.
That's what we tell folks here every day.
Right.
That's why we do what we do.
Right.
And but with this, the first part, and that's why he picked up the phone and called, or he called me, we got in touch. This specific lawsuit on this vacation, I think this is the first thing that I think – is a move in the right direction.
Right.
It may not solve all these other issues we're talking about.
Right.
That may take a long time, but this one here, it would put it to a point because then people would be launching boats.
Right.
Then what you going to do?
Right.
Then it's not a. Then are you going to be if you go out and give somebody a trespassing ticket, but they access from public property? Now we have a bigger question.
Where are they going to call the game warden out there to patrol what they call as a private lake? I mean, people's gotten tickets and things like that on that body of water for years.
If somebody's violating the you know, creel limits or size limit, then give them a ticket.
Exactly. Right. I mean, no fishing license.
Yeah,
you get a ticket. Yeah.
I mean, that's not – so for Bracey to say, you know, it's because people want – it's – yes, we want to fish out there, even though the white perch in there frustrate me to death, but that we want to fish out there.
I got some buddies that can wear them out.
I know, there's people
telling you wear them out.
I run back to the Delta. I go cry. I get my butt kicked at Big Creek. But it's not, you know, it's not about that, Napoleon Bracey. It is about the right. If I want to go out there and sit in the boat and do my taxes.
You should be able to.
It's the right of the citizen to do the thing.
I've met a lot of bird watchers out there, and they were watching the eagles that used to be around there. But the eagles, I think they've kind of pushed away from the lake because of all the logging that's being done around that lake, too.
That place is being raped.
They did four tracks, like, in 2 weeks, right around Christmas time. Four tracks.
It's interesting that they're logging that much. I don't know if y'all have looked at timber prices. I do. They ain't great.
No.
Well,
they do it to purchase property.
They cut those logs
and
purchase.
They said that.
Okay.
They said that's what the timber tracks are for.
To purchase other, but like you said, and this is another thing, y'all can get on a map and look, there are, in the Big Creek drainage, there are private properties. Maws owns a bunch up there, but there's private properties up there. And you said, Josh, they telling people if they got in the lake on their property, I mean, in Big Creek on their property, and paddled to Big Creek
Lake, they could be considered trespassing.
All right, what's
next? Unlawful entry of a critical infrastructure.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I spoke with Assistant District Attorney of Mobile County, someone in that office, an assistant district attorney, and he said, I can't speak specifically of Andy's case, but they are using a broad scope.
When I saw them change that, my jaw dropped.
He said a broad scope to charge people. So. Okay.
Well, y'all are going to have to come back. We have more to talk about going forward.
Do.
Yeah, and do you know a day in court?
Not yet. They had 30 days to respond. Y'all, I'm telling you, the road was given to them the wrong way. We're going to get the road back. And y'all just hold true to your county commission. I will say Randall DeWitt has helped us in ways. He's working to help us out. He is.
Yeah. Good news. DeWitt. Y'all come back and see me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.